first thing you think of when you hear the words Gaza Strip? Probably war, conflict, probably not surfing. But the Palestinian territory has a 25-mile Mediterranean coast and a small local surf scene, believe it or not. NPR's Lauren Freyer went to meet the one female member of a group known as the Gaza Surf Club.
Aside from the Israeli military checkpoint I had to pass through to get here, drones overhead, rubble from years of war, this could have been Surf City, USA. Miles of white sand beaches, sunshine, huge waves, and of course, surfers. 25-year-old Ali Erhim and his friends hit the water after a long day picking olives. Once I paddle out past the breakers, I forget my troubles, Erhim says. It's pure happiness. A half dozen surfers are out today, all dudes. But probably Gaza's most famous surfer is a young woman. Sabah Abu Ghanem is featured in a German documentary called Gaza Surf Club that's making the rounds of film festivals this year. She started surfing at age 5. She's 17 now and is quitting. Her family agreed to let me meet her, but only indoors. She lives in a simple cinder block house facing the Mediterranean Sea. Abu Ghanem giggles nervously, flanked on the sofa by both parents. She wears a loose black headscarf and a teddy bear sweatshirt. At first, her parents speak for her. They've arranged for her to be married this month. We're religious Muslims. Sabah's future is up to her future husband, says her mother, Sabrine Abu Ghanem. Palestinian women have more opportunities than women in many other parts of the Middle East. Many work, own businesses. A handful do play competitive sports. But Gaza is generally conservative, run by the Islamist party Hamas, and many families here are traditional. When girls are young, nobody objects. In fact, I taught them to surf, says the father, Rajad Abu Ghanem, a lifeguard and boat repairman. But as Sabah matures, it's just no longer appropriate. He says he spent 3 months' wages to buy a secondhand surfboard from Israel and gets up to show me. And while her mother makes tea, the 17-year-old finally speaks. I wish I could go back to being a child, she says. That's when she felt most free, surfing. She doesn't want to grow up. She says she dreams of teaching other girls to surf, but says that's probably impossible as a wife moving into her mother-in-law's house. For the first time in her life, she won't wake up to the sound of the waves. The day after visiting Abu Ghanem, I head back to the beach within view of her house. The door is shut. As the male surfers here wiggle into their wetsuits, they talk about the latest surf stunts they've seen on YouTube and tease each other about catching the wrong wave. A gaggle of neighborhood children gather around to try to help them carry their boards. They dash around in the sand. Among them, there's one girl in pigtails. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Gaza.